Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate March 9th. Many works of science fiction talk about the galactic rim, the outer edge of the Milky Way galaxy, and the moon points toward the rim the next couple of evenings. It will pass the star Elnoth, the tip of one of the horns of Taurus, the bull. Elnoth will stand above the moon this evening with the bull's bright eye, the star Aldebaran, about the same distance below the moon. Elnoth will huddle closer to the moon tomorrow night. Elnoth is near the galactic anti-center, the point opposite the Milky Way's heart, so it points the way to the galactic rim and beyond. The Milky Way forms a wide, flat disk. It's more than 100,000 light-years in diameter. The solar system is roughly halfway out from the center to the rim. The center is thicker than the rest of the galaxy. It's packed with stars, gas clouds, and black holes. As you approach the rim, though, things are much more open, like the deserts of the Southwest compared to the city of Los Angeles. There are fewer stars and less gas and dust. There's no precise boundary that marks the edge, though. The galaxy just fades away. The rim forms a ring around the entire sky. The circumference of that ring is hundreds of thousands of light years. But Elnoth points the way to the rim's closest point. There are still a few stars and puffs of gas and dust outside the rim, but they've escaped from the Milky Way, flying beyond the edge of the galaxy. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.